Sight, hearing, touch. These are the senses we all rely on the most, as they convey the majority of the sensory input we need to navigate this world. They're utilitarian, mostly. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They're important. It's just, they're important like the cardboard boxes that hide the real thing you wanted. You have to really find one that springs out to you. Otherwise, they're all the same. But smell and taste, those are the senses that give life its meaning. Have you ever made something from scratch that was just almost perfect? Where you carefully laid the ingredients out on the counter, weighed, measured, and grouped by each step of the recipe. Let's take carrot cake, for example. Most recipes conveniently forget the effort you need to grate your own carrots for the best flavour, which begins with selecting thick and long roots. If you peel them first, you're removing all those ridges that make it so unique, not to mention all the healthy fibres. My trick? I soak them in warm water for a few minutes, then with a soft sponge gently, carefully brush them clean. Then comes the grating, which you really have to be careful about. You don't want to lose a finger. You have to set the carrots aside while you fold your dry ingredients. The flour, baking soda, salt and spices together. I like cinnamon, nutmeg and cloves in mine. Then mix your sugars, oil, eggs and vanilla until combined, and pour it into the dry mix. Fold until combined. Add the carrots. Fold again. Pour it over in a parchment-lined pan and bake in a preheated oven until a toothpick comes out clean. Then comes the hard part, waiting for it to cool down. Of course, you can take that time to make your frosting. Cream cheese is a popular choice, for good reasons. Personally, not a fan of it though. The sensory bliss from biting into a perfectly baked and frosted slice and enjoying your hard work at the same time is truly one of the best gifts of life. And I have baked carrot cakes before. Several times, in fact. But each and every time, there was one ingredient missing. Cum. Your cum, to be precise. As I'm cutting into the plump cake, carefully manoeuvring a thick slice onto my plate, I can't help but imagine you standing next to the table, hands clasped behind your back. Naked, of course, and already so hard for me. Your tip glistening with the first drops of your excitement. I bring the plate to the edge of the table and gently guide you closer with a light touch on your lower back. Your balls touch the cold ceramics and your cock twitches, instinctively stepping back. But my palm rests on your arse, holding you in place, and you steel yourself with a deep breath, pressing against the stoneware once again. That's my good boy. I take my other hand and gently wrap my fingers around your length, then hold your cock above my cake. I shift you in the chair and pull one leg up, facing you. Go on then. You start moving your hips at my command. Shallow thrusts at first. That's all right though. We have time. All the time in the world. I take my hand from your arse and free my tits from my shirt, my nipples filled extra tight from the sudden temperature change. You glance down at me as I pinch, grab, and slap myself, knowing you wish you could do that to me, but not yet. You start thrusting faster, your balls slapping against the plate. "That's right, baby. Keep going," I purr, and I let go of my tits. I drag my hand down and over my stomach to the knot that tied my pants around my waist. Loosening it in it, I slowly move my hand under my panties, knowing exactly what I'm going to find. My clit, already so swollen and sensitive. My cunt, soft and sloppy. I circle my clit with one finger, the electric sensation running from my core through my whole body. I'm needy, but patient. "Look at me," I instruct you, as if there was any other place your eyes would be glued to at this moment. I pull my hand away from my pussy to wiggle out of my clothes, letting it pull at my ankles. I spread my lips, glistening and puffy, and your hips slow for a second before you pick up the pace again. "Good boy, don't you fucking dare stop." You keep humping my unmoving fist, and I dip one finger into my hole, then two. I'm ravenous, holding myself at a precarious balance. I want to see you writhe with need, the need to come, the need to fuck me. But my own urges are taking over. I start slamming my fingers harder into my cunt, faster, curling them just right. Ring in middle, for maximum force, and my palm rubbing my clit. "Fuck, baby, I'm so close," I moan, and your rhythm changes. It gets more frantic, faster. "You're not allowed to come yet," I cry out, as I'm rising towards my own orgasm. In and out, we sync our movements, and I feel the pressure rising. My cheeks heat, my breathing suddenly shallow, every nerve ending ready to fire. "Oh God, I'm coming," my voice barely audible as I lose myself to my pleasure, a wave of fire igniting in me. I slow my movement and gather my cream on my fingertips. I lift them up to my lips and I grin, knowing you wish it was you who gets to taste my bliss. "Actually, I think there's a better use of this," I say, as I move my hand over your cock that's been leaking so much pre-cum already. I hold it just over with my other hand, so whenever you thrust, you just about reach it. "Do you want it, baby? Do you want to feel my juices on your cock?" You whine a yes, and my smile widens at your desperation. I do so very much love it when you're at my mercy. But I'm not a cruel mistress. I rub it onto your tip and on your length without hesitation. And now I want you to come for me. Come all over my cake, baby, and show me what a good, obedient boy you are. You thank me profusely. Such a good boy, as you come in thick, hot spurts all over the slice of carrot cake. I change hands, holding your still, hard cock with the one that was just slamming into my cunt just moments ago, and bring the cake to my lips. It looks glorious. A perfectly baked sweet treat with the freshest, slightly salty glaze on it. Though it may be somewhat unconventional, I swear this is the best way to enjoy both. I close my eyes as I bite into it, my teeth tearing the piece apart. I turn it upside down in my mouth and let it rest on my tongue for a moment, savouring the flavour. The warm saltiness balances the spices of the cake perfectly, and I swear I can almost taste myself too. I chew slowly, carefully, then swallow. The slight gumminess of your cum makes it stick in my throat for a moment. Another bite. Savour. Chew. Swallow. Repeat. I lick my fingers clean after finishing it, delighted at the cacophony of textures and flavours. But I'm not done yet. You're still hard, and I would be remiss to not chase the cake down with a fresh load from you. I pull you towards me and shift my hands to your balls. Holding, pulling, groping. I take you in my mouth, and the taste of cinnamon gives way to cock as I'm licking you, sucking you. My other hand firmly holding your arse as my focus is to get more cum out of you. It's mine. You're mine. And I'll take whatever I want, whenever I want from you. And oh, you give it so readily. It takes no time to feel your abdomen tighten, and you come in quick bursts for the second time. I swallow eagerly, sating my hunger. Thank you, darling. You're such an obliging boy for me. I'm sorry I didn't share the cake, but I just needed this so much. How about we take a nap and after that you'll come for me again? Your sheepish smile says that is all right with you, just as it should be.